boy. Well, welcome to what we think is the 28th annual festival that Gray Fox was preceded, as you know, by Winterhawk. My name is Bill Knowlton, and I do a radio show in Syracuse, Utica, and Watertown, New York. We only had 190 inches of snow this year, so we didn't break a record. It's on every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to midnight, and you can hear us also on the internet at WCNY.org. We're in our 39th year of bluegrass and old-time country music in central New York. We've got a great show planned for you all weekend, as you well know. Our main stage is presented by Event Company, Beard, Collins, Eastman, Martin, and Stelling. We have one change in the schedule for you, for our Canadian friends' schedule. And the next time somebody says that to me, I'll say, oh, skits. But anyway, a change. The Gibson Brothers will be on at 5:30 rather than 7 o'clock. And the Peter Rowan Band schedule for 5:30 is now what they called to be announced. But we'll get you the word when we get that squared away. I'm sure Peter will be here. But as we say, we just have to plan for things when they change like this at the last minute. As you know, it's going to be hot this afternoon, and we do ask you to pay attention to that sun up there, use a lot of sunscreen, and drink plenty of non-alcoholic beverages. That's very important that you do. If you check in the program, important festival guidelines and information, there's a whole column there on concert etiquette, guidelines to ensure that everybody enjoys the music at Gray Fox. And that, of course, means low chair and blanket seating. Open seating, well, please do not block the view of patrons in that handicap tent. You can leave chairs here, and bluegrass etiquette means that when you're away, somebody else can sit in your chair, but of course they will get up and immediately leave when you return. So if you do come across somebody sitting in your chair, that is bluegrass etiquette, and I know that you'll appreciate that. Of course, conversation. Sometimes we forget about the fact that we're here mainly to hear music, and we start socializing and we talk a little bit too loud. So please make sure that you keep that down. Of course, cell phones, you know about that. And please use the center aisle, not the front row, to take pictures. And no smoking in the main stage seating area. Well, that's all the bad stuff. The good stuff is we are about to start this year's edition of the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. Of course, on behalf of all of the volunteers and staff and officers, I personally welcome you to this great, great event. We're going to start with the host band. It's been at every one of our festivals since the time that it was known as the Winterhawk Bluegrass Festival. They got started in the bluegrass world in Ohio, and from there, their band has become legendary. They record for the Rounder people. You know who they are, the host band that opens and closes Gray Fox every year, the Dry Branch Fire Squad.